You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A team from the University of Auckland and Ngāi Tahu have launched an initiative called Kōkirihia, which aims to end the practice of streaming in secondary school classrooms. Streaming is the practice of grouping students in classes based on their level of ability, from least likely to succeed to extension classes. Many experts have said that this practice is detrimental to rangatahi and limits their potential for academic growth, particularly impacting Māori and Pasifika students. I spoke to Christine Ruby Davies, Professor of Learning, Development and Professional Practice at the University of Auckland, to talk about kōkirihia and why the practice of streaming in classrooms needs to end. To start off, can you explain what the practice of streaming in classrooms is exactly?
Streaming is generally implemented in secondary schools, and what happens is that all the students who are supposedly the high achievers are placed in one classroom, and then that gradually goes down until you have all the kids that teachers believe aren't going to do very well in the bottom class. So you create a hierarchy of kids from who are perceived to be high achievers down to kids who are perceived to be lows. And in New Zealand, we have also ability grouping within primary schools, where within classes there will be a top reading group, a middle reading group, and so on, again to a low. So again, students are being sorted into particular groups.
So how does streaming and ability-based grouping impact the learning outcomes of students, in particular Māori and Pasifika students?
One of the main problems is that students from low socioeconomic backgrounds, Māori and Pasifika in particular, are often disproportionately placed into the lower groups, even when their achievement results indicate that they could be performing at higher levels. And so in that way, these forms of grouping help to maintain the social strata and severely impact some students' future possibilities. There's also a problem in that the ability group or the stream into which students, or the ability group that students are placed into in primary school, predicts the stream that they're assigned to in secondary school, which in turn often predicts students' life chances, even when we account for initial achievement. So it's highly unlikely that students who are placed in the lowest groups are going to end up with some professional career. And I'm not saying that all students should go to university, but what I am saying is that all students should have the opportunity to go to university if they choose. But another problem with these groups is that they tend to be enduring. So once students are placed in separate groups, then they get taught different things, supposedly to cater for their ability. And so then it shouldn't be any surprise that they learn different things. So those in the lowest groups, who, as I've said, are often Māori and Pasifika, become trapped in a perpetuation of low expectations from which they can't escape. I mean, it's also when you're in the bottom group, you can imagine what it's like. You come to school as a five-year-old, boundless energy, enthusiasm, wanting to learn, and you find yourself in the bottom group within a few weeks of entering school. And then no matter how hard you try, in year three, in year five, in year seven, you're still in the bottom group. It's not surprising that these are the kinds of kids who give up on schooling and become demotivated, wouldn't you? And there's also research, admittedly, that's been done overseas, but there is research that's shown that if you take students from the lowest group and put them in the highest group, then within a very short time, they're succeeding at the same level as their so-called high-performing peers. So ability grouping severely disadvantages students, all students, but in New Zealand, Māori and Pasifika are the students who are most disadvantaged by these pernicious practices.
Can you explain the concept of high expectation teaching and how students in lower streams could benefit from being placed in mixed ability groups?
So high expectation teaching is where my research sits. Initially in my doctorate, I was able to identify teachers who had high expectations for all of their students, and teachers as well who had low expectations for all their students. And for students who were with high expectation teachers, they made on average 2 years academic growth in 1 year, whereas students with low expectation teachers made virtually no growth at all in a year. So this suggested that these two types of classes or two types of teachers were very different. So I went on to examine what the differences actually were between those two types of classes. And there were three key high expectation principles. High expectation teachers used mixed and flexible kinds of grouping. They spent a lot of time fostering a very warm class climate, and they used goal setting to increase student motivation and engagement. So they don't ability group, and instead they have students working in mixed and flexible kinds of grouping, coupled with high-level learning opportunities for all students. Flexible grouping involves teachers having, they form workshops that students opt into. So that's important because teachers aren't assigning them to those groups. What's important is that they're teaching specific skills, but those workshops change every single day. So there are different students being taught different skills. The groups are constantly changing. They're not fixed like they are when students are ability grouped or streamed. And there's research that shows that collaborative and cooperative kinds of activities have large effects on student learning. So all students are challenged. All of them are participating in high-level exciting activities, and these increase their learning, motivation and engagement.
Can you tell us about Kōkirihia and what Ngāi Tahu are doing to end the practice of streaming and to promote high-expectation teaching?
The Kōkirihia project has a little bit of a history. First of all, in 2019, Tokuna Teraki published a report called Hei Awa Ara Rō, A Journey of Many Paths. And that particular report had tracked over 70,000 Māori students on their educational journey and then into employment. And what they found was that one of the most significant barriers to Māori achieving at high levels was the negative impact of streaming. So that report then led to the Ministry of Education and the Mātauranga Iwi Leaders Group combining and charging Tokuna Teraki with bringing together educational leaders, and I was one of those, from right across the education sector to design a plan to end streaming in Aotearoa. And that plan is Kōkirihia. So it has the aim of ending ability grouping and streaming by 2030. And it has very clear goals for schools for each year from last year when it was launched through till 2030. So the implementation team is quite large. It's got representatives from 21 different educational organisations, and we've only identified 22 in the whole country. And one of the other things that we are doing as well is that we've got one person from Tokuna Teraki is charged with engaging with rangatahi and whānau so that they become much more aware of the widespread and damaging practices of streaming, because often parents don't realise, if they're New Zealanders, they will have gone through a system where they were likely streamed in ability group, but you just kind of accept it because it's so entrenched, and it's not until you're made aware that there are alternatives and also of how damaging streaming and ability grouping are that you're then likely to go, hang on, that's not what I want for my child. And then I, part of a small group who did a survey where we looked at how many schools were ability grouping and streaming and what teacher beliefs were around that. And so we're repeating that survey every so often too, so that we can monitor changes in schools over time. but we've also got other people who are developing a toolkit of web resources. So there will be things available for teachers, because one of the problems, of course, with ability grouping and streaming is because they are so entrenched in New Zealand, teachers actually find it difficult to imagine other ways of teaching. And that's also why it's important to have schools available who can help other schools to change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.